Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Amen. Are you happy this morning? I tell you, I can't hardly stand it. I'm just so happy. She's in the back. Linda asked me if I'd seen a post what Kayla did on her Facebook thing. Did y'all see that? Not that I was looking forward to today, because I was, but when I saw that, it just made me so grateful for my family. So I just thank the Lord for my family. Thank the Lord for you. Of course, you are the reason I got white hair now. Yeah, I'm the reason you got white hair. Okay. We'll grow old together. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 10 through 14. I wanted to finish this week because this is the end of 1 Corinthians, but I couldn't quite get my way through it. There's so much here. So Lord willing, next week, the first week of the new year, we'll finish 1 Corinthians 16, and then we'll go into the study of angels. We'll do about a month of angelology or see if I can get to. There's so much angels, and I read in my Bible reading today, this morning, the book of Zechariah, about two women with wings, right? And people kind of refer to that as angels and all, and there are no women angels. And of course, I'm getting ahead of myself. So they're all masculine, and angels don't have wings. We'll get into that in our angelology. You know, don't let Hollywood or these Christmas cards or these little figurines. Here, I'm already getting into angelology, so I'll save that for you, okay? Let's get to the study today. 1 Corinthians 16, beginning verse number 10. Now, if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace that he may come unto me. For I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren. But his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have a convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong. Let all things be done with charity. Now, verse number 10, we see Paul is concluding this letter to the church at Corinth. Again, it's quite a lengthy letter, but we see in verse number 10, now if Timotheus comes, see that he may be with you without fear. The Apostle Paul wanted Timothy to come to the church at Corinth. We find later he did come to the church at Corinth. But Paul was concerned about how that church would treat this young preacher boy. Because the way Paul was treated at the churches, some of the people at the church at Corinth, even the Apostle Paul, there were some folk in the church at Corinth who didn't think the Apostle Paul as an apostle. They thought he was kind of less. They didn't identify him with the 12, if you know what I'm talking about. So, matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, just turn back there real quick. And Paul had to address this early in the letter to the church of Corinth because they didn't respect his authority. Some of them, not all, obviously, but some in the church at Corinth didn't respect him as the apostle. He wasn't one of the chosen that Jesus walking around, you know, when he chose the original apostles. But we know from God's word, he was an apostle to the Gentiles. But anyway, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 3, we read these words. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not even my own self. And then in chapter number 9, verses 1 through 5, he again addresses this issue, how some of the church at Corinth kind of looked at him. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are ye not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto you, yet doubtless I am unto others, yea, doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. And it's obvious some of the people there in the church at Corinth, he's not an apostle, you know. So he's actually, let me put this, Paul didn't have to prove anything, okay? But at the same time, there were doubters, so Paul just making these statements. Verse number 3, mine answer to them that do examine me this. In other words, those who question my thought of as an apostle. Verse number 4, have we not power to eat and to drink? Or have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as the other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and of Cephas? So he's comparing himself, even the apostles and the brethren of the Lord, which would be James and Jude. And Peter, by the way, Peter was married, all these other things. But again, Paul knew the problems that he had when he was at Corinth. And so here comes young, in my notes, I call him the young buck. Okay, here comes the young buck, Timothy. And he just knew that the church at Corinth, some of the ones at Corinth would have a problem with this young preacher. So, I have a note here. Timothy probably had already been dispatched to Corinth from Ephesus when this letter was sent, because back in 1 Corinthians 4:7, this is neat, or 4:17, if you want to mark this or just listen, we looked over this here months ago. He tells the church of Corinth, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who's a beloved son. So Timotheus, when you get this, is on his way to Corinth as he's writing this letter. And Paul is saying, when he comes, when he gets there, listen, you accept him. And it talks about, Paul asks the believers to not only receive Timothy, but to also respect him. Timothy was a young, humble, and a timid person who could easily be intimidated by others. Paul wrote to Timothy, in 1 Timothy, chapter number 4, that pastoral epistle. Let me find it. I have it marked here. 2 Timothy, Titus. Chapter number 4, verse number 12. Again, even Timothy, when he would go about these churches, because he was a young preacher, he didn't have the respect that maybe he should have received. And so Paul has encouraged Timothy in 1 Timothy, chapter number 4, verse number 12. Let no man despise thy youth, and we'll get to that word despise in just a minute, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. It was important for the church not to take advantage of young Timothy. And on the other hand, it was for Timothy to never give others a reason to despise him. Because Timothy had a barrier to overcome, because there's the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul. And Timothy was like his junior, if you will, his associate, if you will, when he would come. And people didn't look at Timothy like they did the Apostle Paul. And even today, I'll get to it, I have a lot of notes here, about young preachers, they don't garner respect. And obviously there's reasons for that, that older preachers get because of the years in ministry and the reputation that older preachers have. And these younger preachers, they don't quite have that. But Paul, you know what I'm talking about. But Paul was well aware of that. So he was telling the church at Corinth, and there's a problem, it's a human nature, if you will. When he comes, no one respect him, but receive him, and we're going to find out, even reward him, help him out on his journeys. There was, I love this, rest of verse number 10, that he be without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. In other words, Paul says, listen, I'm no better than him. We're all doing this together.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.